My name is Ken Weaver.
How is the actual situation around environment?
In Ogoni?
In the world?
In the world. How's the environmental situation in the world? Well, you know, if you listen to all the climate scientists, you know, they're all telling us that, you know, climate change is the greatest danger that's facing mankind now. You know, when you see what's happening to the shrinking of the Arctic Circle, the ice caps, and you hear about global warming and the CO2 emissions. You know, we have to listen to these guys because they've been studying this stuff for it's their job. You know, you got people like George Bush who deny the science of climate change, which you know, it's inconceivable.
How do you think the problem will be solved?
I think it's about people power, because you know one of the greatest contributions to climate change is our reliance on fossil fuels. Now, fossil fuels, until the consumer says we don't want to use dirty energy, we want to use clean energy to fuel our cars, to fly in our planes. Until the public are aware of the contribution of of fossil fuels to climate change and adjust their behavior accordingly. I think once there's a sort of a critical mass of that, I think you'll find that some of the oil companies who are heavily invested in fossil fuels will begin to adjust and change. So it's actually up to the people to begin to create awareness, get awareness of the situation and try to change their habits. Like the G8, the global leaders right now are, to me, in my mind, are out of step with public opinion, and they're not leading. They're following the example. They're following the orders of the corporate agenda and the oil companies. So it's up to the people to actually, you know, impress upon our leaders that look, what the people want, the sovereign will of the people is for cleaner technology, stop subsidizing oil companies, invest more in alternative energy.
Can you see the effects of climate change in Nigeria?
Yeah, you can. I mean, look, I'm not a real scientist on this, but you know, in Nigeria in January, we now get heavy rain, and it's unheard of. As a child, I never experienced rain in January. And so, you know, there are just fluctuations in climate. You know, Nigeria is one of the leading contributors. The gas flaring is, you know, even the World Bank has said it's one of the leading contributors to climate change. And so, most people around the world are experiencing changing weather patterns. And if the scientists are telling you that this is because of climate change, you need to sit up and listen to that.
Do you think Blair is willing to change the situation, or do you think he will follow Bush as usual in G8?
No. Well, he's already said that. Well, he's willing to change because his own scientists have said that climate change is the greatest threat to humanity. But you know, he's already said that he can't. He's already announced, worryingly, that he says he can't change George Bush's mind on this. But I think he should. It's up to him to prevail on the U.S. to change. If as his scientist is telling him, this is the greatest threat to life on Earth.
Are you continuing the work of your father?
Am I continuing my father's work? Yeah, I guess so. I mean, yeah.
How?
By speaking to you. Speaking to you, you know, speaking to an audience like that, you know, carrying on the court case in New York, working in the community, trying to ensure, you know, working with guys from Platform and the Remember Sarah Weaver campaign, trying to ensure that his legacy prevails in Nigeria, not the legacy of these oil companies and their cronies and military dictatorships and bad governments.
Did the situation of the Ogoni people change since the death of your father?
On environment, it hasn't changed much materially, because at least while they stopped flaring gas, or so they say anyway, and they stopped drilling oil, but there needs to be a lot of there needs to be a huge cleanup of the oil industry in Ogoni.